He's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
How are you doing, my friend?
Man, I've been sick. I want to apologize if I sound even worse than usual. And there it is. That's why.
You don't sound awful.
You sound amazing, Danny.
You don't sound too bad.
I appreciate it, RJ.
Well, you've been a little busy. You guys have had some activity the last few days.
Yeah, man, it's picked up. I think they had 6 new commitments over a 4-day span. So that's June. You know, that's June for us. We expect that, and sure enough, we've gotten it this week. But coming in this weekend, another round of, I want to say, about 8 more guys. So this will be the 3rd of 4 straight visit weekends for Arkansas. And like I said, picked up 6 this week. That brings them to 16 total now. Of course, they got the quarterback. We can start there. Kason Myers out of Auburn, Alabama. So you hear that, the first question becomes, all right, did Auburn want him? You know, everybody wants to know that. And the answer is yes and then no. They did offer him, but it was the previous staff, I want to say in January of 25. So a long time ago, the current staff went with a new quarterback, a similar ranked kid out of Snellville, Georgia. I think he's only 2 spots ahead of Myers, according to our rankings. So in the end, Auburn and Arkansas both got a mid-range 3-star quarterback that probably doesn't matter anyway. We'll see over the next couple of years. But that's where it's at. I think it made it really tough, guys, when you reclassified Hank Hendricks. You know, that was your slam dunk quarterback for this year's class. It was a no-brainer. That would be your guy. Well, when he moves up, it opens up a door. And I think it made it really tough to come back 4 or 5 months after Hank, the homegrown kid, and be like, hey, come on, man, we need another 4-star. You're going to be the future face of the program. I think it put him in a tight spot a little bit.
Yeah, I can't get, this whole thing about with the transfer portal until they get it fixed. I'm so unenthused about the reality of keeping a lot of these high school guys because I just know that, you know, after 1 year of they're going to transfer and all the effort it goes into it. Of course, that's why you want to change. If you're going to transfer, you want to be able to get something out of it. Or you limit the amount of transfers where, you know, if you're spending all this time and energy, you have something to show for it. Now, the other thing I was going to bring up, Danny, so I'm watching the SEC, the National Track Championship. I was telling Roger this yesterday on the show. And is it Jelani Watkins? Is that his name? That's the track star that's also the player that transferred from LSU in December or January?
Jelani Watkins?
Yeah, is that his name?
Yep, wide receiver.
Yeah, so do you guys know this? I mean, he is like one of the fastest guys in the country in the 100 and 200, getting ready to win probably a national championship in the 100. And I heard the guy go, well, he's a football player too. And I go, what? I thought I heard his name, so I look it up. He's only like 156 pounds or 160 pounds, so he's not very big. And at LSU last year, I think he had 3 catches. So I guess LSU just didn't see the value in his speed, or maybe, you know, some guys are track guys, some guys are.
But a special teams guy.
Well, that's you would think that you could find a place. So what's the, you know much on him, what's the story on him?
Yeah, I think the reason for not a lot of talk is just what you mentioned there. He only caught a few passes, and everybody's just kind of been like, well, where's it at in the football aspect? No doubt he can fly. He was a kind of a local hero down there, as from what I can understand anyway, as far as a track athlete. Now, we'll see. We haven't seen him in football yet. You know, he stuck with track during spring, so I haven't seen him yet. So I don't know, man. It's kind of one of those where you just cross your fingers and hope maybe that's a surprise in August.
Danny, I have said, come on, if you're a good coach out there, you can coach a guy that runs like a 900 meters.
Right.
Give him a couple moves, work it over and over again, and say, line up, hey, you guys, this guy who runs a 9.9, one of the fastest men in the world, is getting ready to run by you.
I just think about TCU made a killing off of that type of player, you know, under the coach down there for so many years.
And Roger, you brought up the most famous from the Dallas Cowboys back in the day. He was the world-class track athlete.
Bullet Bob?
Bob Hayes. And then I think Tennessee did that a few times. And now, listen, I understand it's not easy.
Yeah.
If a guy's a track guy, maybe he's not a great football player, but I sure would give him the chance to do it. Also, Raj, I was looking at some magazines. I bought the Athlon.
Bet you were.
And yeah. Different thing. And I'm telling you, Danny, wow. If you just want to be just wild, discouraged, it's got every list of top running back combos, top receiver team. I mean, there is nothing in there. Arkansas 16th out of 16th, and the only name that gets any kind of just a mention is Quincy Rhodes. And so why it's just like, man, it's just that really put it into print.
Got him right where you want him.
There you go. That's right. There's nowhere to go but it is a – I don't know if I've ever seen a publication where – we're not showing up on every kind of list. You know, they will try to chop that thing up into 5,000 different ways to preseason All-American, first, second, third team, best combos, offensive linemen, best team, this, best incoming freshman. It just it's nothing there. And I even thought Caden Kittler, Roger, who we've had, I guess this will be, if we have him again, will be in the third year. Yeah. He's not listed in the top 15 centers in America, which I thought he might get a little love, but wow, it's just. Not a lot of positive attention out there.
Hype this year, that's for sure.
Well, 2 years ago, nobody was talking about Indiana 2 years ago, and they ended up winning like 10 or 11 games.
That's true, man.
And then you said there's a chance.
We forget how marginal it can be. You know, six games went one score last year, really for no reason at Arkansas. So I know they went 2-10, but at least they were in it, you know, last year. Maybe they get a few bounces this year. We'll see.
Yeah. It's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
that dude is. And I will say Indiana's all over. Of course, the same cast of characters. I tell you, the one that really stands out, Oregon, Dan Lanning, apparently. You know, of course, they got plenty of money. Texas is in there. LSU, you know, same cast of characters. Seemed like there was one or two that were a little surprising.
Ohio State.
Yeah, it was, you know, crazy. You know, we have to go to Texas again this year, which is a weird deal.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy thing, though, Danny, is just having to go to Utah and play at 9:15. Arkansas time. We kick off 9:15 on a Saturday.
What is that, an 8:15 start their time?
Or is it 7:15, right? It's 2 hours ahead, right? Is it one?
Yeah.
Behind, rather. And then, of course, then you got to come back and got to play Georgia at like 11 o'clock, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
7 days later, right?
That's right.
Yeah, early. Just, you know.
We're anticipating a sucky game.
I'm not sure how much more a few hours would help you that.
I don't know.
That route anyway. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm totally with you, man. It's stupid to – Man, I felt like, you know, when they had the opportunity to drop one of these fourth games this year, I felt like the Utah trip was a no-brainer, man. I really wanted to see that one come off the schedule.
Yeah. Someone says Renato Nehemiah didn't exactly work out too well at football. Yeah, there's plenty of track guys who have not worked out well. Of course, that's the pro. They got it. That was a pro-level thing. I think college is a little bit different. But he's played football in high school, so he's got some background. So – I just say, listen, work with him. You know, you can't get a guy to be that much faster. You know, you're born with speed, and then you train with it. So we'll see. Danny, we hope you get feeling better, brother.
Yeah, bud.
Hey, thank you, sir. Appreciate y'all for having me. Anyway,
get some rest. Thanks to HJ Trey over at HJ Trailer Sales. Appreciate him for sponsoring Danny West.